Sorry, Parakei of Maseches Beitza, Mishnah Aleph. Do one more today. Okay. Mishnah Aleph of Parakei. So we're talking about now Tircha. Like, I don't know what Tircha really is, labor, hassle, effort, expenditure of effort on Yom Tov and on Shabbos, which is limited. Okay? So let me actually speak of the principle first, then we'll see the Mishnah side. It's going to come out bottom line like this. That if you're talking about tircha maruba, like excessive, a lot of labor, so if it's the tzorach yom tov, if you need it for yom tov, it's going to be mutter. Anything for yom tov is mutter, even if it's very demanding. Not leaving out malachas per se and what you can and can't do, but the point is just things that are a lot of work. If it's needed for yom tov, you're allowed to do it yom tov. That's fine. If it's not the tzorach yom tov, but and even if it's going to cause you a big financial loss, you cannot do it tircha maruba. You can't do excessive labor. Our Mishnah is going to give an example of what it thinks is too much work versus a little bit of work. If it's just regular tircha, I don't know, tircha muetas, a bit of effort, not enormous undertaking, and not something that's totally non-consequential, something in the middle, a bit of effort. So then, if it's not a tzorach moed, you don't need it for Yom Tov, then it depends. If it's for a hefsid, you'd be allowed to do it. If it's going to cost you money, you'd be allowed to do it for a little bit of effort. But of course, if not for lots of money, you would not be allowed to do it. Then finally, tircha, there's like a super tircha katana, like a tiny effort, like almost nothing, no big deal at all, like nothing. That will be mutter even on Shabbos if you're protecting yourself from a hefsid, from a loss. So that's basically the principle again. If it's for the Yom Tov, you can do even Tircha Yisera. If it's not for the Yom Tov, you can't do Tircha Yisera, excessive labor. If it's a regular amount of Tircha, we'll see examples, so you'll have to, you know, calibrate your Tircha meter based on the examples. So then, if it's a good amount of Tircha, but not really a lot, so then if it's saving you money, if it's a regular amount of Tircha, so then on Yom Tov, it'll be Mutter to save you money, but Aser not, if it's not to save you money, and if it's a de minimis, tiny amount of effort, then even on Shabbos it's motor if it's to save you from a loss, and be also otherwise. That's the bottom line. You see the example that we're going with this. So now it says, the situation is the guy's got his fruit drying out on his roof this time, and it's starting to rain. Uh-oh, that'd be a disaster. He'll lose his crop. So therefore it says, mashilin peros, he can basically throw down the whole, his fruit, derech aruba, through the skylight. Is that the translation article?
Yeah.
Okay. It's fine. You can throw it down the hole in the ceiling. On Yom Tov. Because this is not Letzorach Yom Tov, but it is a Hefsid Merubah. So Chazal figured to just throw it down the hole, just like kind of said, just sweep it down the hole and let it fall into the house. That's Tircha, but not excessive Tircha. Avalo b'Shabbos, and you cannot do that on Shabbos, because even a little bit of effort on Shabbos is not allowed if it's not, yeah. Now, even like this amount of work, you can't do this work, work on Shabbos. Even if it's going to cost you money, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. This is a big job. You're basically going up to the roof and now doing all this stuff. It's asr. Now, the Shulchan Aruch actually rules that you, if it is yes for Shabbos, as you actually were going to planning on feeding your guests those dates, forget the rain, you have to now clear them out, so you could clear them out, a ton of them, you know, 2,000 pounds of them, if you needed it for Shabbos, then you could do it. If it wouldn't be for Tzorach Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch paskens that you could do like 5 containers worth. Remember, we had this at the end of Shabbos. Okay, I don't get into that so much now. But anyways, the bottom line is, for in general Shabbos, you can't do labor, like Tircha Yisera, expenditure. And the Aruba's Mutter, meaning through the skylight, because you basically just like knock them down the hole. On Yom Tov, so to put it through another chalon, like if it'd be on the floor in the shul and we're throwing it through that window, to pick it up and throw it through, that's tircha yisera, that's excessive labor, it's a lot of work to lift it all up, and that'll be usher, if you don't need it for the food for eating on Yom Tov, that'll be usher even to save you money. It's too much work, even on Yom Tov. Too much work. So no, it's lifting it up and throwing out the window, like picking up, back-breaking labor. Well, here, especially if you're shoving it down the hole, that's a lot less work than picking it up and putting it through. So, that's that. Let's say it's all your house, let's say. Whatever. Or if it's Yom Tov, no problem, etc. Okay. Umachnes peros bekelim. Umachasim peros bekelim. Mipnei hadelef. You're allowed now. That was on Shabbos. We said it's totally asr through that stuff. Now this is going to be mutter even on Shabbos. If you have, let's say, inside your house, you got your fruit stored, and now you got a drip in the ceiling, which is going to wet all your food and make it moldy and horrible and disgusting. So you could spread like a blanket over it to protect it, so it shouldn't get wet. But make a delef because of the dripping thing from the roof. That would be your kalim. Here means like cloth, you know, whatever, like a blanket, something, tarp. Even on Shabbos, because that's like no, that's tircham like katana. What's the big deal? Just putting a blanket and done. Not much effort. So to save you money, we'll allow you to do that. Otherwise, your stuff will get ruined. V'chein kadei yain v'kadei shemen. Same goes if the water's dripping into the wine barrels, the oil barrels. Same thing. You can spread a cloth over it. No problem. V'nosen kli tachas hadelef. And also, you can put a if you have a leaking ceiling. This is very lemaisa. You can put a cup underneath or a bowl or a trash can underneath the leaking ceiling to catch the water, even on Shabbos, b'Shabbos. And you would be allowed to lahalacha like repeatedly over Shabbos, dump the water out, and replace it, and so on, if need be. If need be, because it's horrible. It's not that big a labor.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Water is
only drinkable water. It's not drinkable water. You can't change the thing because it comes mixed. That's what it says over here.
Okay. Okay.
Dirty water.
Okay, fine. But rainwater. I mean, rainwater is considered drinkable.
That was like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, correct. If it's mukta, if it's useless, it's mukta. Yeah, I didn't mean. Yeah, that's what I was imagining. Correct. Yeah, correct. Fine. You know, this mission, like all things being equal, obviously, if you have mukta problems or you have hotza problems or whatever, then obviously that's not the point. The point of the mission is it's not considered excessive labor to put something under your to catch a drip, so you shouldn't have a wet house and a horrible Shabbos, even if it means having to dump it out and bring it back in, dump it out, bring it back in. Leave other issues of mukta and hotza out of it. If you have a mutta way to do it, that would be okay.